Year's Day brings with it a bipartisan Senate agreement on avoiding the fiscal cliff. It's on its way to the House. The measure cleared the Senate early in the morning, 89-8. It keeps middle-class taxes from going up while raising rates on incomes over $400,000 for individuals, $450,000 for couples. We're joined by Peter Morici, economist and professor, University of Maryland. Peter, welcome. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you. Now, after all of this talk, they wait till the 11th hour and they make this deal in the Senate and they seem pleased. How do you size it up? It doesn't seem to really extricate us from any of our problems in that they still must consider these automatic spending cuts in the months ahead.
More than that, it does nothing about the deficit. It increases spending almost as much as it raises taxes. It really looks like Obama's revenge. I don't mean President Obama's revenge, excuse me. I mean, he said during the last weeks of the campaign, voting is the best revenge, and this seems like the final retribution against the wealthy. For what reason, I don't know, and I'm so disappointed in Senator McConnell. I was on the set at Fox yesterday waiting to go on Jerry Willis, and he said, we're going to get these tax cuts now, and we will get the spending cuts later. He looked and reminded me of Wimpy from Popeye. If you give me a hamburger today, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday.
But what about the argument that President Obama won the election? He won it resoundingly. He won it campaigning on a promise to raise taxes on the wealthy.
Fair enough. He won 51-48. That's hardly resoundingly or a thrashing. What's more, the Republicans won the House. He seems to only want to count the elections that serve his interests. And the House was elected to cut spending. So everybody's got a mandate in this thing. It's divided government. Also, there's the issue of doing what's good for the country. And, you know, if I had a classroom with 30 students and we wanted to go on a great field trip, say we wanted to visit the stock exchange in Brussels, 27 of them might say, we simply can't afford it, but we have three rich kids in the room. Why don't we vote for their parents to pay for all of us to go? Would that be democracy? With 47% of Americans not paying any taxes and virtually everybody within the sound of this voice not being affected by these tax increases. It's not very hard to get them to vote to raise taxes on some other people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This wasn't democracy, my friend. This was scapegoating.
What do you expect to happen in the House, given that this measure won overwhelmingly in the Senate by 89 votes? That would seem to put some pressure on Republicans who maybe not want to pass it.
Well, there are the moderate Republicans that are in districts where they would be hurt if the taxes went up on everybody. But that would be the right thing to do. If folks want five free health care services or milk subsidies, whatever, they ought to pay for them. Everybody ought to pay. Shared sacrifice, like Prime Minister Cameron is saying in Britain, where they face very similar problems. The president talks shared sacrifice, but he only really wants to scapegoat the wealthy. And, you know, a lot of these wealthy are going to pay very prohibitive taxes, especially folks that are running small businesses. They're going to be paying, because of the phase-out and the deductions and all the rest, between federal and state taxes, better than 50% on profits. That is that is punitive and silly. No, the Republicans in the House ought to do the right thing. They ought to raise taxes on everybody and then make the president negotiate for middle-class tax cuts. Because the real problem is not the rates. It's people like his pal Warren Buffett and my friend Mitt Romney who pay half as much as people in small businesses because they get to count their income, which is wage income, as capital gains when it's not, and they pay half the rate and other loopholes and exclusions. You know, if we got rid of all that nonsense, we could raise additional revenue. But also, we need to cut spending.
Doesn't seem that tax reform is on the agenda anytime soon, though.
Well, but this would put it there real fast. More than that, even if we increased everyone's taxes by 50%, something all of us would consider draconian, would only cut the deficit in half. And entitlement spending is up $650 billion annually over the last 6 years. By my computation, will increase another $1.1 trillion by the end of the decade.
All right.
But people like Senator Harkin aren't even willing to consider any revisions in entitlements on the Democratic side, and they viewed yesterday's tax increases as not enough.
All right.
Harkin was complaining this morning.
All right, Peter, got to run. It seems like we're going to have more fighting ahead in Congress. Thanks so much.
We are.
Peter Morici, economist, professor, University of Maryland.